welcome you back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN here at 937. And we're going to continue our conversation here on this hour. We're going to speak with City of Riley Mayor Tim Sharp, who joins us in studio. Tim, it's good to have you in.
Good morning.
As I understand, you've had some concerns, I know, up in the community of Riley about ambulance services, and I'll let you just kind of give me a little background on this.
Okay, well, about a year ago, a little longer, the county took over the ambulance service from the hospital, and so then it became a county-operated entity, and we never really had any influence over whether they stationed an ambulance up there before or not when it was a private business that was handling it. But now it's paid for by county taxes, and we feel like that there's a lot of county that's a long ways away from Manhattan that could use better coverage than what we have now. I'm not really advocating specifically for the city of Riley, even though I'm the mayor up there. I'm advocating for North County, because I actually think it probably should be stationed on north of the city of Riley, just because there's a lot of county on north of the city of Riley. We have a building up there that we had offered to the county. It's an older building, and they had some issues with it. I'm not sure that was really the reason they rejected it, though. Right now, I don't think that they're understanding that we feel like we need an ambulance stationed up that way. They're going by statistics, and their statistics don't show that there's enough runs up there to justify it. And my take on that is there's a lot of people getting in their private cars and going because they don't want to wait the amount of time it would take to wait to get an ambulance from Manhattan up there, so they're just going in private vehicles, so those don't show up in the statistics.
I guess the major concerns here would be with wait time then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And fill me in a little bit here on where you'd like to see that ambulance station again.
Well, that's open for discussion. I mean, right now, if we've got probably the best building, there was another one, a private individual offered there close to the 4 mile corner east of Riley. Both of those were rejected. The county's looking at putting one at the county shops, which for the city of Riley, that would help us greatly. For getting on to North County, it's still an awful long ways to drive, and the amount of time it would take just to get there if they're at the county shops and not being called back into Manhattan on a run. So that's why we think we need a dedicated unit that's up in our area and pretty much stays up in there unless there's a catastrophe that they have to go help out with, and in which case they should.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I guess the county said they don't want to do this right now because of statistics here.
That and funding. I mean, funding's mm-hmm. always an issue with any government entity. There's never enough money to go around to take care of all the infrastructure that needs taken care of, take care of the personnel that needs to be paid to do the jobs, to take care of all the citizens that, you know, they're responsible for, whether it be county or city or whatever. So money is an issue. Right now we have Riley County, I think, has 4 active ambulances that are staffed. I think Clay County also has 4. Riley County has a lot more people than that. I think Pottawatomie County has a lot fewer people than Riley County, and they have 1 more ambulance. And I'm not an expert on how they're running. I don't know if theirs are all staffed 100% of the time. But just having there's people out there, and more people could be trained. It's always hard to find volunteers, but the county rural fire, actually, a lot of those guys respond as first responders. Some of them have further training than just first responders. Some of them work elsewhere as EMTs or paramedics, but when they're responding as first responder for county fire, they can't utilize those skills. they don't have the equipment to use. So, you know, maybe there's some other options. Maybe we could work on that, change some of the rules so that they could do more while they're waiting for the ambulance to get there.
Now, unfortunately, I know last week we had a situation. There was a major accident up there near Riley, near the East Junction, I think, into Riley. And we had somebody reach out to us on our social media page saying that, you know, the county could have maybe prevented something like this from happening. That it's hard to say, you know, but a 9-year-old girl died.
I know what from the news reports what happened there. I haven't talked to any of the first responders that were on site. I don't know whether having an ambulance parked right there when it happened would change the outcome. It was a terrible accident. It was, you know, well, anytime kids are involved, it's always tough.
Yeah, no.
I think that gentleman who reached out to us might have been a little emotional in the state. That's just my perception of it. It was, you know, it was the day of the accident, so I could imagine he was from the city of Riley as well. He probably could have known them and might have been reacting out of a little bit of emotion rather than maybe thinking a little more about some concrete stuff there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I can't speak to that.
Sure.
Directly, because I don't have personal knowledge of it, and even if I did, I'm not sure I could talk about some of that stuff. I know several people that work for county fire, and you know, I know about things, and sometimes I ask them questions and they just look at me like I can't talk about that. So, you know, so unless you're there on site, you don't always know what's happened because of privacy laws and just being courteous that you don't talk about people and situations like that. So,
you bet. Well, we do have a caller on the line here who has a question, so let's go ahead and get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning there. Was it a couple weeks ago they had a Raleigh County employee get hurt really bad there at the north part of the county? I'm just wondering how long it took for that ambulance to get up there off the Ober Road from Manhattan. It's a good half-hour drive. I bet you go in there and ask that guy that, you know, if the ambulance could have got there sooner, probably would have helped him out a lot. And, you know, we got $12 million to spend for radios for the police officers so they can contact. You think they could have got some of that money to help out for the ambulances, you know. And they're saying those radios ain't even going to work in some spots still. So, you know, maybe they need to rethink about the ambulances. You know, how can you put a dollar value on somebody's life? You know, the people in the north part of county pay just as much taxes up there than they do here down here in the lower part of the county. So they really need to do something to help out the people there. And, Tim, you're doing a really good job there, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I'd heard about that. I had not seen anything about that in the newspaper or heard anything about it on the radio. I heard about it through other sources, and from my understanding, and this is just my understanding, it's third-hand information, it took 50 minutes from the time they were called for the ambulance to get to, and that was a county employee that was injured while they were working on the job site up there. So no place to put him. He was outside. They had him covered up, but the 30th of November, it was not a nice day outside.
No, I imagine not. Let's take another caller here, another person with a question here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Do any of the responders have NorCor treatment items, you know, in case there's a drug overdose? Or the other thing, even if the ambulance is right there, we don't have a level 1 or level 2 emergency room. And, you know, I preach that if any one of us grabs our chest, much less a horrible accident, they're going to fly us on the helicopter if the weather's nice to Topeka or Kansas City. You know, so in this little backwater town, the odds of anything going in your favor are kind of low. Thank you for your efforts.
I appreciate that. As far as the first responders, I don't think that they have access to any drugs or anything at this point. They can do first aid, and that's about it from my understanding. try to keep them comfortable until the ambulance gets there. And there's some of the people that I know that are involved in that have a lot more training than that, could do more, but they are not allowed to. So, you know, maybe that's – I don't know if that's a county rule, if a state rule or federal rule. I don't know. But that's something that I think could be changed, that would help out a lot, just because there are people out there that are involved with county fire that have some credentials to take care of people in emergency situations.
This is a good topic here. Let's take a quick time out, though, and we'll come back and talk a little more about this and other issues affecting the community of Riley with Riley Mayor Tim Sharp. We'll do that on the other side of the break here on News Radio KMAN.